Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is my aloha to you for welcoming to worship, and it's also my aloha farewell Sunday. But it's good to be with all of you here at North Hollywood First United Methodist Church. If you have children, we wanted to let you know that we have a one-room Sunday school with Miss Letha Watts in the community room, and they'll be coming back in for our time with children. And then also we want to invite you to fill out the friendship pad in your pews and pass that down and get to know your neighbor, but let us get to know you as well. So please fill that out. Today is a special day in the life of this church as we are welcoming in 5 new brothers and sisters in Christ during our service. We'll be baptizing a young person in our midst, Sebastian Eskenazi, and we'll also be receiving members. We'll have Tanya and Scott Pete. We'll also be welcoming Eddie Faulkner and Jesse Boone. So today is a good day, and then we also invite you to stay afterwards for a fun aloha potluck lunch, and I hope to meet and greet all of you. But at this time, I invite you to stand if you're able in body and or in spirit as we sing from the black hymnal, The Faith We Sing, We Are Called, page 2172.
Center us, O God, to worship you this day. Remove our needless armor. Be our stronghold. Grant us calm. Give us joyful hearts and ready minds that we may be open to your grace this morning. Amen. We will now please open your bulletins. We will join together in the call to worship, which is based on the lectionary readings this week. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to God.
Sing praises to God.
You may be seated.
Before we enter into a time of people's prayer and our intercessory prayers to God, we want to remember who we are lifting up in our community and our community of faith. As we lift up prayers this week, we remember on our prayer lists our beloved family members and friends near and abroad in need of prayer. Today, we ask for prayers for the family and friends of Jesse Boone's friend and classmate from Tucson, Evan Carlson, whom Jesse learned of the news of his death, his sudden death yesterday. We also want to lift up life and celebrations in this congregation. I see the Anchetas are here, and I think Brandon graduated. Congratulations, yay. He's not here, though. Is he still in San Diego? We'll give him our love and our prayers. We also pray for those looking for work, support, and friendship. We pray for those suffering from sickness, loneliness, depression, and mental illness. We pray for those in our wider circle of friends and family. We lift up those who have suffered loss and those who have suffered death, for our country and for their leadership. Today, as we pray for our leadership, we pray for groups that have been divided politically by fear. We pray for conversation and dialogue so people can really hear each other. We pray for wisdom and guidance in making decisions that benefit all. We pray for those who have been devastated from natural or man-made disasters, wars, and governmental turmoil. For the victims of hatred, racism, and bigotry. We pray for the thousands of children separated from their families at the border crossings. May they find ways to be reunited with their families again. And I also would like to lift up a personal prayer of thanksgiving for the life of this congregation and your warm hospitality, your aloha, and your welcome to me and my family. I thank God for this opportunity to have been in relationship with all of you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you who called the universe into being, you who formed our inmost being and called us to be your people, we give thanks to you. Thanks for your constant presence through seasons of constancy and even change. You are with us, calling us into deeper waters, calling us together in your spirit of unity, calling us out of ourselves into the world to serve others. Grant that those pastors at this time in our United Methodist Church being called into new waters might hold fast to unending love and mercy as a buoy, a love that promised to hold on to us even as we go where your spirit leads us. May the churches that receive these pastors be communities of mercy and grace. We pray for Pastor Steve as he enters into this new church home here in North Hollywood. May all churches experiencing loss and change hold fast to the promise that your mission is bigger than any single pastor, local church, or annual conference. Grant that such a promise would bring both comfort and discomfort. Comfort in a season of change and discomfort as it drives us all to love you and each other more. Strengthen us to be your church in all times and seasons of life, a place where all are truly welcomed and embraced in your love, a place where we find ways that you are active among us and calling us to join in your saving work, a place where the story of your love and grace and mercy are embodied, a place where we embody compassion, empathy, kindness, mercy, and service, not only to ourselves and our neighbors, but to the stranger. We offer up our prayers in the name of our triune God, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, and we pray together the prayer that we have been taught to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
In this world I walk alone, with no place to call my home. But there's one who holds my hand, the rugged road through barren lands. The way is dark, the road is steep, but he's become my eyes to see. The strength to climb, my griefs to bear, the Savior lives inside me there. In your love I find release, a haven from my unbelief. Take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God, to thee. In these trials of life I find another voice inside my mind. He comforts me and bids me live inside the love the Father gives. In your love I find release, a haven from my unbelief. Take my life and let me be my God, to thee. Take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God, to thee.
This time I'd like to invite, Sebastian's coming up with his mom, Jody. I'd like to invite the Peets forward, and all the Peet kids can come forward too. I'd like to invite Jesse, and I would like to invite Eddie Faulkner to come forward, and grandparents and siblings and godparents. The kids don't have to come up just yet. You guys can sit, but we have the Peet kids. The Peet kids are going to stand with mom and dad over there. I'm going to invite all of you in the congregation to open in your hymnal, though, to page 45 and to join with us. If Jesse and Eddie can grab hymnals just over there before we start. I had printed things out for you all, but they ended up upside down and backwards. Sebastian, you are home. This is your church home, and we want to invite you all to be a part of a special day. You see all the people standing here with us. I'm going to invite, yes, family here. We're going to introduce those who are here this morning, and this is pretty exciting because we've got two different things going on, but it's all part of the same family. So before we start our part of the service where we do our baptism and reception of new members, I'm going to have Jody introduce. Who is this handsome young man you have with you? And if you don't know Jody, this is Jody Bowman Eskenazi, and this is her family, his grandma and grandpa and brother, is that right? Godfather, oh, welcome, welcome. And then I wanted to also invite There's our lay leader. He's here too. So, and behind me we have, this is Jesse Robert Boone. If you have not met Jesse yet, he is semi-new to the North Hollywood area. How long have you been around here? A year. And Jesse comes to us from the First United Methodist Church of Tucson, where he will be transferring his membership to here at North Hollywood. It's here. This is Eddie Edward Faulkner. He is from, his church was Cherrydale United Methodist Church in Arlington, Virginia. Is that right, Eddie? And Eddie's been here for how long? A year and 3 months. So these two have come at about the same time. And Eddie is coming as an affiliate member as he's keeping his membership back in Arlington, as well as coming here to North Hollywood to be with us too. This one is fun, all right? Everybody here, y'all know who this family here is? These people here, the Pete family, are common law members of North Hollywood United Methodist Church. But we found out they had never actually become members. So we're introducing you to, if you don't know already, Tanya Marie Pete and Scott Ashley Pete. Scott comes from his church. His membership that is being transferred is from Trinity United Methodist Church in Elkhart, Indiana. Is that right? Yes. And these three are children of the church. They bring Ava and Ashley and Annabelle to be a part of this family. And they have grown this church family by a lot. So it's exciting. So I invite you to turn to page 45, and we are going to do our baptism first, but everybody is a part of this because we are remembering our baptism. The church is of God and will be preserved to the end of time for the conduct of worship and the due administration of God's word and sacraments, the maintenance of Christian fellowship and discipline, the edification of believers and the conversion of the world. All of every age and station stand in need of the means of grace which it alone supplies. Today we're baptizing Sebastian. So for as much as all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, our Savior Christ said, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, one cannot enter the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we call upon thee for these thy servants, that they come to thy holy baptism, may receive remission of their sins, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Receive them, O Lord, as thou hast promised by thy well-beloved Son, and grant that they may be faithful to thee all the days of their lives, and finally come to the eternal kingdom which thou hast promised through Jesus Christ our Lord. The people say amen. So he'll be baptized in just a minute, but you all have to say vows together. So this is your test, all folks standing here, including grandparents and godparents. Do you, in presence of God and this congregation, renew the solemn vow and promise made at your baptism? If you say I do. Do you truly and earnestly repent of your sins? Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father. Everyone can join in. God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? By the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to keep God's holy will and commandments and walk as the same all the days of your life as faithful members of Christ's holy church? This is the water of life as we are renewed in the waters of life. We baptize Sebastian in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You are bathed in God's love, Sebastian, as we love you here at North Hollywood Church. And so the people say, amen. And now I'm going to invite all of you that are standing here, and you are not going to be baptized again, but you have already been baptized in faith, and you are just reaffirming your faith to God and in this holy place here at North Hollywood. So I am going to call each of you, and I'll do it together because you are coming together at the same time. I didn't ask the Pete's, how long have you been at North Hollywood Church? A week, just a week. 17 and a half years. And Scott, the same? Wow. How about you, Ava? 11. And Ashley? 8. And Annabelle? 3. You beat these guys by a lot of years. Good job. So we are going to say on page, I think I lost my page, on page 47. You all are being affirmed. So Tanya Marie, Scott Ashley, Edward, and Jesse Robert, the Lord defend you with his heavenly grace and by his spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. And the people say, amen. And we say to all of you, let these people who are members of other communions in Christ's holy church and who now desire to enter into the fellowship of this congregation present themselves to be received into the membership of the United Methodist Church. You. Will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and uphold it by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If you do, say, I will. And let those who are members of other congregations of the United Methodist Church and who now desire to enter into the fellowship of this congregation present themselves to be welcome. And we welcome all of you. You've already been welcome for a long time already. But brothers and sisters, I commend to your love and care all of these persons whom we this day receive into the membership of this congregation. Do all in your power to increase their faith, to confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We rejoice to recognize you as members of the Christ Holy Church and bid you welcome to this congregation of the United Methodist Church. With you, we renew our vows to uphold it by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and witness. With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ, that surrounded by steadfast love, you may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you now and forevermore. And I forgot one part. This is important for Sebastian. I'm sorry I skipped this. You have to go back to page 44 to help us out with this. Sebastian, this is for all of you, and for you, my friend. Members of the household of faith, I commend to you your love and care for Sebastian John, whom we this day recognize as a member of the family of God. Will you endeavor so to live that this child may grow in the knowledge and love of God through our Savior Jesus Christ? With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ, that Sebastian, surrounded by steadfast love, may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. Amen. At this time, Doug Ebach is our lay leader, so I'm going to give him this, and Patty's going to give the rest. So Doug is going to give the right hand of fellowship to all those that are joining as new members, and also our little brother in faith, Sebastian. And Patty is going to give a hand cross to Scott, to Tanya, to Eddie, and to Jesse. It's a handheld cross that you can hold in your hand. It's shaped to fit in your hand as you pray when you need to pray. We welcome you. And Sebastian, you get a bag of goodies too, my friend. This is just for you. Tanya said she counted 19 years here at North Hollywood. So I think that one deserves this. We bended the common law and made her a member. But we bless each of you, and we welcome you into the life of this church. And after worship, we hope that you will greet all of our new members and family of faith. Thank you. Congratulations. I'll start here.
Good morning, everybody. There's several announcements that I'm going to call to your attention momentarily, but as always, it's an absolute honor and privilege to be able to welcome you to worship here at the First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood. Today is Sunday, June 24th, and as you know, today is Pastor Allison's last Sunday, and for once today, I wasn't the first one to start to cry during the service. Thank you. Thank you. So please join us right after the service today out these doors to your right today, out here in the around the fountain, for a coffee fellowship and a farewell celebration. We do have a note here about the men's chorus rehearsal, but we'll try to do that after the luncheon that we're going to have in the courtyard out here. Ruth Circle, if you had a meeting at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, you're not going to have it, all right? Wednesday night, at least not this week anyway. Wednesday night, June 27th, Boy Scout Troop 18 meets in the Scout Hut just off the on Backman here. No choir rehearsals, we know. And then on Thursday, June the 28th, the United Methodist Women are having an outing at the Glendale Center Theater, and you'll have dinner at Damon's and with an RSVP only. Friday, June 29th, 5 p.m., Vacation Bible School starts. And then 8 p.m., the all-church outdoor movie Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I'll get that out. At 8 p.m. on Friday, June 29th. And then Saturday, Vacation Bible School starts at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. curriculum ending at 11 a.m. Next Sunday is July the 1st, so it'll be Communion and Independence Day, and we're still collecting underwear and deodorant for the needy and the homeless here, so please continue to bring that in. We'll have a worship service at 8:15 in the Boyer Chapel. 9:15, men will meet in the choir room and try to sing through our song a couple of times, and then afterwards, after the service next week, we'll have a barbecue to welcome our new pastor, Reverend Steve Peralta. So please wear your best red, white, and blue if you have it. That will be on the patio. And I laid another announcement down here. Hold on. Yesterday was the church work day, and we want to thank all of you who came to organize it and showed up to help the work. Thank you. The fearless leaders were Phil Roche and Shirley Kirishima, and those sacrificing 4 hours of their Saturday for manual labor included Anita McChesney, Ann Roche, Himanshu Bhagat, Kathy Ellis, Ken Ellis, Lisa Chibi, and who was on the roof despite being a little bit afraid of heights, and Mike Gillis, who made the roof duty easier with his blower, and Muffet Brinkman and Scott Fawcett. And of course, the biggest thank you goes to God for keeping the sun covered with a little June gloom yesterday till around 12:30, because the roof does get really hot around here. And by the way, this rooftops out here is something we do have to keep an eye on, because the first time they were cleaned off, they figured they removed about 2 or 3 tons of the pine needles and droppings from those trees. The altar flowers today are simply given to the glory of God. So with those thoughts in our hearts and our prayers in our minds, let's continue with this morning's worship service. Thank you.
All right, now it's time for the kids. Good morning, or as they say where you know in Hawaii, aloha kakakiaka, aloha. We're going to do some Hawaiian things today, because our Hawaiian pastor's going to be leaving us today. And you're all aware that Pastor Allison has been with us for 6 very fast months, like lightning bolt fast, and she's going today. So we're going to do some things, and you're going to help me appreciate her today. And most of us know that aloha is a greeting and it's a farewell. So it's hello, or it can be goodbye, right? And it also can be used to talk about a way of life, a spirit, the aloha spirit, and filling yourself with aloha. It means joyfully sharing life together, like Amara just did, right? We're joyfully sharing our time together, no matter what the length is. We never know how long we're going to be together. And so we have to enjoy and share aloha spirit with one another every chance we get. So I wanted to talk about another symbol of aloha, and that is a Hawaiian lei. And these are tangled. Where is it? Yeah, thank you. All right. So if you could pass out one of these to the younger, give the youngest ones these. Okay.
Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast.
Good morning. This is my aloha to you for welcoming to worship, and it's also my aloha farewell Sunday. But it's good to be with all of you here at North Hollywood First United Methodist Church. If you have children, we wanted to let you know that we have a one-room Sunday school with Miss Letha Watts in the community room, and they'll be coming back in for our time with children. And then also we want to invite you to fill out the friendship pad in your pews and pass that down and get to know your neighbor, but let us get to know you as well. So please fill that out. Today is a special day in the life of this church as we are welcoming in 5 new brothers and sisters in Christ during our service. We'll be baptizing a young person in our midst, Sebastian Eskenazi, and we'll also be receiving members. We'll have Tanya and Scott Pete. We'll also be welcoming Eddie Faulkner and Jesse Boone. So today is a good day, and then we also invite you to stay afterwards for a fun Aloha potluck lunch, and I hope to meet and greet all of you. But at this time, I invite you to stand if you are able in body and or in spirit as we sing from the Black Hymnal, The Faith We Sing, We Are Called, page 2172.
Center us, O God, to worship you this day. Remove our needless armor. Be our stronghold. Grant us calm. Give us joyful hearts and ready minds, that we may be open to your grace this morning. Amen. We will now please open your bulletins. We will join together in the call to worship, which is based on the lectionary readings this week. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to God.
Before we enter into a time of people's prayer and our intercessory prayers to God, we want to remember who we are lifting up in our community and our community of faith. As we lift up prayers this week, we remember on our prayer list our beloved family members and friends near and abroad in need of prayer. Today we ask for prayers for the family and friends of Jesse Boone's friend and classmate from Tucson, Evan Carlson, whom Jesse learned of the news of his death, his sudden death yesterday. We also want to lift up life and celebrations in this congregation. I see the Enchetas are here, and I think Brandon graduated. Congratulations, yay. He's not here, though. Is he still in San Diego? We'll give him our love and our prayers. We also pray for those looking for work, support, and friendship. We pray for those suffering from sickness, loneliness, depression, and mental illness. We pray for those in our wider circle of friends and family. We lift up those who have suffered loss and those who have suffered death, for our country and for their leadership. Today, as we pray for our leadership, we pray for groups that have been divided politically by fear. We pray for conversation and dialogue so people can really hear each other. We pray for wisdom and guidance in making decisions that benefit all. We pray for those who have been devastated from natural or man-made disasters, wars, and governmental turmoil. For the victims of hatred, racism, and bigotry. We pray for the thousands of children separated from their families at the border crossings. May they find ways to be reunited with their families again. And I also would like to lift up a personal prayer of thanksgiving for the life of this congregation and your warm hospitality, your aloha, and your welcome to me and my family. I thank God for this opportunity to have been in relationship with all of you. Let us pray. Almighty God, You who called the universe into being. You who formed our inmost being and called us to be your people. We give thanks to you. Thanks for your constant presence through seasons of constancy and even change. You are with us, calling us into deeper waters, calling us together in your spirit of unity, calling us out of ourselves into the world to serve others. Grant that those pastors at this time in our United Methodist Church being called into new waters might hold fast to unending love and mercy as a buoy, a love that promised to hold on to us even as we go where your spirit leads us. May the churches that receive these pastors be communities of mercy and grace. We pray for Pastor Steve as he enters into this new church home here in North Hollywood. May all churches experiencing loss and change hold fast to the promise that your mission is bigger than any single pastor, local church, or annual conference. Grant that such a promise would bring both comfort and discomfort. Comfort in a season of change and discomfort as it drives us all to love you and each other more. Strengthen us to be your church in all times and seasons of life, a place where all are truly welcomed and embraced in your love, a place where we find ways that you are active among us and calling us to join in your saving work, a place where the story of your love and grace and mercy are embodied, a place where we embody compassion, empathy, kindness, mercy, and service, not only to ourselves and our neighbors, but to the stranger. We offer up our prayers in the name of our triune God, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, and we pray together the prayer that we have been taught to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
In this world, I walk alone, with no place to call my home. But there's one who holds my hand, the rugged barren lands. The way is dark, the road is steep, but he's become my eyes to see, the strength to climb, my griefs to bear. The Savior lives inside me there. In your love I find release, a haven from my unbelief. Take my God to thee. In these trials of life I find another voice inside my mind. He comforts me
and bids me live inside the love the Father gives. In your love I find release, a haven from my unbelief. Take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God, to thee. Take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God, to thee.
At this time, I'd like to invite Sebastian's coming up with his mom, Jody. I'd like to invite the Peets forward, and all the Peet kids can come forward too. I'd like to invite Jesse, and I would like to invite Eddie Faulkner to come forward, and grandparents and siblings and godparents. The kids don't have to come up just yet. You guys can sit, but we have the Peet kids. The Peet kids are going to stand with mom and dad over there. I'm going to invite all of you in the congregation to open in your hymnal, though, to page 45 and to join with us. If Jesse and Eddie can grab hymnals just over there before we start. I had printed things out for you all, but they ended up upside down and backwards. Sebastian, you are home. This is your church home, and we want to invite you all to be a part of a special day. You see all the people standing here with us. I'm going to invite, yes, family here. We're going to introduce those who are here this morning, and this is pretty exciting because we've got two different things going on, but it's all part of the same family. So before we start our part of the service where we do our baptism and reception of new members, I'm going to have Jody introduce. Who is this handsome young man you have with you? And if you don't know Jody, this is Jody Bowman Eskenazi, and this is her family, his grandma and grandpa and brother, is that right? Or Godfather, oh, welcome, welcome. And then I wanted to also invite, there's our lay leader, he's here too. So, and behind me we have, this is Jesse Robert Boone, if you have not met Jesse yet. He is semi-new to the North Hollywood area. How long have you been around here? A year. And Jesse comes to us from the First United Methodist Church of Tucson, where he will be transferring his membership to here at North Hollywood. It's here. This is Eddie Edward Faulkner. He is from, his church was Cherrydale United Methodist Church in Arlington, Virginia. Is that right, Eddie? And Eddie's been here for how long? A year and 3 months. So these two have come at about the same time. And Eddie is coming as an affiliate member as he's keeping his membership back in Arlington, as well as coming here to North Hollywood to be with us too. This one is fun, all right? Everybody here, y'all know who this family here is? These people here, the Peet family, are common law members of North Hollywood United Methodist Church. But we found out they had never actually become members. So we're introducing you to, if you don't know already, Tanya Marie Peet and Scott Ashley Peet. Scott comes from his church. His membership that is being transferred is from Trinity United Methodist Church in Elkhart, Indiana. Is that right? Yes. And these three are children of the church. They bring Ava and Ashley and Annabelle to be a part of this family. And they have grown this church family by a lot. So it's exciting. So I invite you to turn to page 45, and we are going to do our baptism first. But everybody is a part of this because we are remembering our baptism. The church is of God and will be preserved to the end of time for the conduct of worship and the due administration of God's word and sacraments, the maintenance of Christian fellowship and discipline, the edification of believers, and the conversion of the world. All of every age and station stand in need of the means of grace which it alone supplies. Today we're baptizing Sebastian. So for as much as all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, our Savior Christ said, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, one cannot enter the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we call upon thee for these thy servants, that they come to thy holy baptism, may receive remission of their sins, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Receive them, O Lord, as thou hast promised by thy well-beloved Son, and grant that they may be faithful to thee all the days of their lives, and finally come to the eternal kingdom which thou hast promised through Jesus Christ our Lord. The people say amen. So he'll be baptized in just a minute, but you all have to say vows together. So this is your test, all folks standing here, including grandparents and godparents. Do you, in presence of God and this congregation, renew the solemn vow and promise made at your baptism? If you say, I do. Do you truly and earnestly repent of your sins? Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father. Everyone can join in. God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? By the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to keep God's holy will and commandments and walk as the same all the days of your life as faithful members of Christ's holy church? So this is the water of life as we are renewed in the waters of life. We baptize Sebastian in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You are bathed in God's love, Sebastian, as we love you here at North Hollywood Church. And so the people say, amen. And now I'm going to invite all of you that are standing here, and you are not going to be baptized again, but you have already been baptized in faith, and you are just reaffirming your faith to God and in this holy place here at North Hollywood. So I'm going to call each of you, and I'll do it together because you are coming together at the same time. I didn't ask the peeps, how long have you been at North Hollywood Church? A week, just a week. 17 and a half years. And Scott, the same? Wow. How about you, Ava? 11. And Ashley? 8. And Annabelle? 3. You beat these guys by a lot of years. Good job. So we are going to say on page, I think I lost my page, on page 47, you all are being affirmed. So Tanya Marie, Scott Ashley, Edward, and Jesse Robert, the Lord defend you with his heavenly grace and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. And the people say, amen. And we say to all of you, let these people who are members of other communions in Christ's holy church and who now desire to enter into the fellowship of this congregation, present themselves to be received into the membership of the United Methodist Church. You. Will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and uphold it by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If you do, say, I will. And let those who are members of other congregations of the United Methodist Church and who now desire to enter into the fellowship of this congregation present themselves to be welcome. And we welcome all of you. You've already been welcomed for a long time already. But brothers and sisters, I commend to your love and care all of these persons whom we this day receive into the membership of this congregation. Do all in your power to increase their faith, to confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We rejoice to recognize you as members of the Christ Holy Church and bid you welcome to this congregation of the United Methodist Church. With you, we renew our vows to uphold it by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and witness. With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ that surrounded by steadfast love, you may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you now and forevermore. And I forgot one part. This is important for Sebastian. I'm sorry I skipped this. You have to go back to page 44 to help us out with this. Sebastian, this is for all of you and for you, my friend. Members of the household of faith, I commend to you your love and care for Sebastian John, whom we this day recognize as a member of the family of God. Will you endeavor so to live that this child may grow in the knowledge and love of God through our Savior Jesus Christ? With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ that Sebastian, surrounded by steadfast love, may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. Amen. At this time, Doug Ebach is our lay leader, so I'm going to give him this, and Patty's going to give the rest. So Doug is going to give the right hand of fellowship to all those that are joining as new members, and also our little brother in faith, Sebastian. And Patty is going to give a hand cross to Scott, to Tanya, to Eddie, and to Jesse. It's a handheld cross that you can hold in your hand, and it's shaped to fit in your hand as you pray when you need to pray. We welcome you. And Sebastian, you get a bag of goodies too, my friend. This is just for you. Tanya said she counted 19 years here at North Hollywood, so I think that one deserves this. We bended the common law and made her a member. But we bless each of you, and we welcome you into the life of this church. And after worship, we hope that you will greet all of our new members and family of faith. Thank you. Congratulations. I'll stay here.
Good morning, everybody. There's several announcements that I'm going to call to your attention momentarily, but as always, it's an absolute honor and privilege to be able to welcome you to worship here at the First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood. Today is Sunday, June 24th, and as you know, today is Pastor Allison's last Sunday, and for once today, I wasn't the first one to start to cry during the service. Thank you. So please join us right after the service today out these doors to your right today, out here in the around the fountain, for a coffee fellowship and a farewell celebration. We do have a note here about the men's chorus rehearsal, but we'll try to do that after the luncheon that we're going to have in the courtyard out here. Ruth Circle, if you had a meeting at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, you're not going to have it, all right? Wednesday night, or at least not this week anyway. Wednesday night, June 27th, Boy Scout Troop 18 meets in the Scout Hut just off the on Backman here. No choir rehearsals, we know. And then on Thursday, June the 28th, United Methodist Women are having an outing at the Glendale Center Theater, and you'll have dinner at Damon's and with an RSVP only. Friday, June 29th, 5 p.m., Vacation Bible School starts. And then 8 p.m., the all-church outdoor movie, Star Wars, Force Awakens, I'll get that out, at 8 p.m. on Friday, June 29th. And then Saturday, Vacation Bible School starts at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. curriculum ending at 11 a.m. Next Sunday is July the 1st, so it'll be Communion and Independence Day, and we're still collecting underwear and deodorant for the needy and the homeless here, so please continue to bring that in. We'll have a worship service at 8:15 in the Boyer Chapel. 9:15, men will meet in the choir room and try to sing through our song a couple of times, and then afterwards we'll have after the service next week we'll have a barbecue to welcome our new pastor, Reverend Steve Peralta. So please wear your best red, white, and blue if you have it. That will be on the patio. And I laid another announcement down here. Hold on. Yesterday was the church work day, and we want to thank all of you who came to organize it and showed up to help the work. Thank you. The fearless leaders were Phil Roche and Shirley Kirishima, and those sacrificing 4 hours of their Saturday for manual labor included, Anita McChesney, Ann Roche, Himanshu Bhagat, Kathy Ellis, Ken Ellis, Lisa Chibi, and who was on the roof despite being a little bit afraid of heights, and Mike Gillis, who made the roof duty easier with his blower, and Muffet Brinkman and Scott Fawcett. And of course, the biggest thank you goes to God for keeping the sun covered with a little June gloom yesterday till around 12:30, because the roof does get really hot around here. And by the way, this rooftops out here is something we do have to keep an eye on, because the first time they were cleaned off, they figured they removed about 2 or 3 tons of the pine needles and droppings from those trees. The altar flowers today are simply given to the glory of God. So with those thoughts in our hearts and our prayers and our minds, let's continue with this morning's worship service. Thank you.
All right, now it's time for the kids. Good morning. Or as they say where you know in Hawaii, aloha kakakiaka, aloha. We're going to do some Hawaiian things today because our Hawaiian pastor's going to be leaving us today. And you're all aware that Pastor Allison has been with us for 6 very fast months, like lightning bolt fast, and she's going today. So we're going to do some things, and you're going to help me appreciate her today. And most of us know that aloha is a greeting, and it's a farewell. So it's hello, or it can be goodbye, right? And it also can be used to talk about a way of life, a spirit, the aloha spirit, and filling yourself with aloha. It means joyfully sharing life together, like Amara just did, right? We're joyfully sharing our time together, no matter what the length is. We never know how long we're going to be together, and so we have to enjoy and share aloha spirit with one another every chance we get. So I wanted to talk about another symbol of aloha, and that is a Hawaiian lei. And these are tangled. Where is it? Yeah, thank you. All right. So if you could pass out one of these to the younger, give the youngest ones these.